This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
A member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. Does anyone have a conflict to disclose? Seeing none, we will move to approval of the minutes, which means we'll need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item is additional commissioner salary days. Commissioner Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, I have one for a parks meeting at Sylvan Lake, one for a trapping meeting in Pier, and then if there's an opportunity, I'd like, how about all the two-hour phone conference calls? Are we eligible to add those up to one day, or?
I don't know. Good question. Maybe we should discuss that at a break, and unless someone has an answer at the moment. Why don't we discuss that at a break?
Okay. So I have two.
Okay. Thanks. Commissioner Bies. Okay. I have six of them. I went to the WAFWA conference. That was 4 days. There was a day of trapping to and from Pier, and then a Habitat Fund meeting in Ocoma, so, and a telephone call or two, but we'll talk about those later. Anybody else? Commissioner Whitmire?
Yeah, I would have the trapping day here as well.
Okay. Commissioner Olson?
I'd move to approve the additional commissioner
days. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. So let's go to the 2020 commission meeting schedule.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and commission members. Chris Peterson here, the finance officer for your Game, Fish, and Parks Department. Mr. Chairman, we have a couple action items in front of you today under our administrative section. First, as you mentioned, is the setting formally of the 2020 calendar year meeting schedule for your meetings. If you turn to basically item number four, right after the minutes you just adopted, there's a couple pages on the schedule. Page four itself, first page of three there, lists the actual days and meeting times and locations itemized. As usual practice, you'll see meetings here taking place in our capital city, as well as on the eastern part and the western part of our state as well. Mr. Chairman, for your quick reference, we've also attached basically some of the considerations that we use each year, and I think all of you have had some time to look through this and get your questions answered. But after the schedule itself, there are those considerations for season setting and regulation changes that we factor into that calendar each year, so those locations also coincide the best we can with the types of seasons that are getting sent set for our hunting and fishing licenses. Mr. Chairman, the page after that actually gives some other references of considerations that we factor into some of these. As usual practice, we try to do these meetings on the first Thursday and Friday of each month, but for sure a couple months of the year, including January, July, and September, some of those dates conflict with holidays or even attendance by commissioners with some conferences and those kind of things as well. So we think we've got all those things factored in to that that calendar for 2020 that's on page 4 of your packet. And Mr. Chairman, we could ask, we could take any questions or have discussion, but at your convenience, we could ask for your approval to set that schedule for 2020, and we'll make sure we get it out to the public and get it posted on our website.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? Any discussion? Not all in favor of approving the 2020 commission meeting schedule, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One last item for me. Number 5 in your packet is just one that we have for you for this meeting, a request for a license list. This would be a full fee request. We have an organization in South Dakota, the South Dakota Landowner Outfitter Alliance, that is interested in acquiring the list of our preserve our commercial pheasant license organizations. And they would like to use that list for basically solicitation, a marketing and membership campaign where they're trying to recruit additional members into their group. This would be at that $100 fee, and that would cover all the names that they're going to be requesting. They've already submitted payment. We're having that and pending approval. We can turn around and get them the list as soon as possible. So, Mr. Chairman, one list request at full fee.
Is there a motion to approve? Second? Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll move on to number 6 with Hunt for Habitat funding.